Joining us now on NPR Illinois is James Shackman. He is a Sangamon County board member and also part of the Mental Health Commission and chairman of the Public Health Committee. What is the 708 Mental Health Board referendum asking?
This referendum asks the voters of Sangamon County to approve an initiative that would create what the state law allows. It's called a 708 Mental Health Board. And from that, it would also generate a new tax revenue by way of sales tax. It's a 0.5%, 0.0%. That's very important. That's ultimately about 50 cents on every $10 spent. It's a small amount, but it essentially creates this mental health board that can help bridge gaps in services, increase service coordination, and ultimately help those providers out there keep the funding that they need to stay afloat.
Now, James, is this something that has worked elsewhere?
We studied for the last year on this ad hoc committee that I served on various other 708 boards throughout the state of Illinois. Winnebago County and Decatur or Macon County, they stand out as very successful 708 mental health boards. And they've shown in their communities cost savings over time. We've also studied the national trend. It was found that for every $4 of spending into mental health services over the long haul, there's about a $7 cost savings, which was really attractive.
What exactly will the 708 Mental Health Board do to affect mental health change in the community?
So this board, if you will, is kind of like a United Way. They're not going to provide direct services. What they do is they collect these funds, and then they work with these agencies. So, for example, one of the things that we found were we have agencies that are duplicating services that maybe we can spearhead into one agency so that another agency can focus on another issue, which would generate more efficient services. And we've found where there are services that aren't being rendered here in Sangamon County that you know, other counties are able to provide that really can help this community in the long run so that individuals who need some of these services can be self-sufficient and self-sustaining and healthy individuals in the long run.
When we talk about this, I know that there are some folks who get concerned about they come across somebody when they're walking, say, downtown Springfield or things like that. And they are worried about maybe they're unhoused or but maybe they have mental health problems. Right. Would this be something where we could find a solution for maybe how to help address those situations?
We did do a mental health survey as the ad hoc committee, and we did find that homelessness was a very severe issue here that people were concerned about. And so that 708 board, that would be their job. It would be to work with agencies that provide those services for unhoused individuals to help them get them on their feet, to help them whether or not they're having a mental health issue, to get them to the right services there.
And I would assume for a long time we've had several issues where law enforcement has responded to a mental health situation. And we've had services that have tried to take care of that have worked along with law enforcement. I'm assuming that the 708 Mental Health Board would also be something where they could look at those kind of situations and see if there's more funding we could put to helping those kind of responses.
Absolutely. Larry Beck, our jail warden, he's quoted in our studies saying jail isn't the answer. They have individuals who come in repeatedly, and they release them, and they come right back. These funds from the 708 board could be used to help guide those individuals who are repeated offenders and end up in our jail, which ultimately our taxpayers pay for, get them the services that they need so that they can help themselves and not continue that cycle of being repeatedly going through that system, but getting into another system where they're healthy and active individuals in our community. They can also, the 708 board can fund, healthcare professionals that can be out on the streets with our law enforcement officers, and they can also help fund services that provide help to our law enforcement officers, right? They have a very stressful job. They're constantly dealing with people on their worst day. So that puts them in a stressful situation too. And these funds can help them as well.
And with this referendum, you can request just a referendum ballot during the primary election, correct?
Yes, that is correct. And ultimately, many, many individuals support this ballot referendum. And I hope that we as a community can support this. As I said, when we did our survey, 83% of the respondents said that that mental health services needed assistance here in this community.
James Shackman, a Sangamon County board member and a member of the Mental Health Commission, as well as chairman of the Public Health Committee for Sangamon County. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Michelle.